back live over the internet through BBS Radio. Good evening to you all, or whatever time of day it is for you. Here in California, it is about 6 o'clock at the 22nd day of January 2020. As usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. Another person joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, Heist. It's Grandma Whitedell in Idaho.
Grandma Whitedell, we welcome you.
Hi, Grandma Whitedell.
Hi, everybody.
All right. And
what's the name? Do you guys know the name of the person on the BBS who always puts us live? What's his name?
Those are the twin brothers, Doug and Don Newsom.
Okay. Was that Doc or Don? Do you know?
I can tell because those voices are pretty much identical.
Oh, cool. He has such a nice voice too, and the good vibes just come through so strongly. It's so nice.
Yes, their father was a big fan of Donald Duck, so he called them Don and Duck.
Oh, cool.
Sorry for talking about you, brothers. They might be listening in.
Yeah, I always want to say hi or talk something with him, but it's just a few seconds, and then he puts us in, and it's gone.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. If you go to the to their website, the BBS Radio, then you will see an 800 number. So feel free to call them.
Okay. Thank you.
So tonight's show is questions and answers with the Elohim. The Elohim is a group soul that has been explained to us in that way that is energetic. On the other side of the veil, they have not participated in physicality in any form of body, except some of them have. But in general, not. The Ra group that also participate with this, those are individuals, a group of individuals, and they all have participated in physicality. They have graduated the 3D realm, and as we are right now trying to do, as there seems to be a great opportunity here in this lifetime to accomplish this. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. We welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Heist, Don. My location is Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Mr. Herman, welcome.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
And someone else joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Jane. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, everybody.
All right. And Wynn is facilitating this whole ordeal with conference calls, and he has his own website, intelligent-infinity.com. Good evening. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. It's Wanda from Liebenthal, Saskatchewan, Canada.
Good evening, Canadian lady. Welcome.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Don.
Hi, Yetta.
Terry here?
Hey, Yetta.
Hey.
I don't see you.
All right. So Whole Planet Healing is the call that we do right after this show. And the whole planet healing, it is like a meditation kind of thing where we put worldly issues into the love life. We gather, create group energy, and win initially either reads or plays a recording. Good evening. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Janine from Salt Lake City.
Welcome, Janine.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Janine.
Hi.
And another person, I believe, Jordan. Welcome. Please say name and location. Did I hear Terry's voice?
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Sounded like Terry, really.
Lovely.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hello. Hi.
Hello, Terry.
Hi.
All right.
Were you here already like a minute ago, or did you just come in?
No, I was here a minute ago.
Okay.
We were not hallucinating.
Right.
We are just welcoming her back again.
It's welcome the to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Phyllis from Swim, Washington.
Welcome,
Hi,
Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
And the next caller, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Terry from Dallas.
Welcome, Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Hi, everybody.
So this time there was one person in between the Terrys.
Yep.
And Sparky has joined us.
All right. Is it Sharpie?
Hi, Sparky.
Sparky.
And who is Sparky?
Sparky's my cat that loves our calls.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just heard a purr.
Yeah.
Meow, Sparky.
She's looking at you.
All right. At the boy cat or a girl cat? Is it the boy or a girl?
It's a girl.
All right. And how old is she?
She's 5 years old, and she's black and white, medium haired. She's my yin yang cat. She's half black and half white.
Like Sylvester?
Yep. But with medium length hair. Fuzzy. A fuzzy Sylvester.
I got two of those yin yangs, too. One's a
two more people joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Good evening.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
My mother, yin yang, her nose is half the side is black and half the side is white.
So is Sparky.
Really?
I thought I heard two dings.
I think so too, but the other person, feel free to announce yourself. And of course, feel free to stay in the background.
Sounds like Sparky. Hi, Sparky.
Killer Sparky.
He keeps looking at the phone and purring away.
I had mine at the vet today, the mum, and she's 9.5 years old now.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And the daughter, she's 7.5.
Yeah, we've got two cats that came with this place that are at least 10 and 11. At least.
Oh, yeah. I have other cats outside that are half tame, and I don't let them in the house, though. They're
yeah,
outdoor.
That's those two like that.
Did I hear a ding?
Nope. Well, no,
nope.
Nobody joined in. And I welcome all those folks that are listening in through PBS Radio. Good evening to you. We will be taking off here shortly, hopefully.
Hello, everybody on BBS. When I'm on the Whole Planet Healing call, like right before the call ends, my dog Abby, I could hear her whining on the other side of the door because she knows it's time for her walk.
All right.
Yeah. That's cool.
Is it dark out then when you walk her at your place?
Yeah, it's already, it's like past 8 o'clock.
And after this show, questions and answers with the Elohim, we go over to another conference call, not over the internet radio. You can participate by calling in to 712-770-4340. The access code is 250-513-pound. And you can find this phone number also at the Whole Planet Healing website. This is WholePlanetHealing.com. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
It's not Whole Planet Healing.
No, this is the next hour. Correct.
Yeah. I win.
Yeah.
I win. Word.
Welcome, Vince.
Hello, Vince.
Say that again. Hi.
You said you had just finished the advertisement for Whole Planet Healing, and then you came in.
Okay.
And someone else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Nick from Perth, Western Australia. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Nick.
Hi,
good
Nick.
Evening. Good
Hi.
Morning.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, everybody. Hey.
Hey, Nick.
How are you?
Did you ever see in Australia? Somebody sent me this, but I don't know if it's accurate. You know, the fires were along the east coast of Australia, correct?
Correct.
And they're wanting to build a high-speed railway line. And they were showing a map where the fires were in exactly the same location where they want to build the railroad line. Yeah.
Wow.
Did that ever come to your attention?
It has not. No, I'm not big on the news, though, but I barely see the news ever. Like, and anything that I do on Facebook, I've got it set specifically, so it only shows me stuff that I want to see. So, yeah, I don't know.
If you do a search on high speed railway fires, you'll find something. Would you like to say your name and your city? Only if you want to. Thank you. You're on BBS. What do you say? How are you? I asked, you are on Winfrey's conference call, and we're about to move into the official part of the call, but we say hello to everybody as they're checking in. And it helps put their energy into the mix. So I'm acting like you're new and you've never been here before. So if you'd like to say your name and your city, you can.
Antonio in California.
You made me let's roll that for you, Antonio.
Hi, Antonio. Hey, Antonio.
I've been here.
He's been here the whole time.
There wasn't actually a similar map from LA about the fires and railroads they were building or something. Have you seen that? I think it was quite interesting.
I saw that too.
Just reading up on it now. Yeah, it appears so. But apparently the media is in lockdown at the moment over allegations and people saying these things.
Is Lynn still there?
Yeah.
Lynn?
All right. If you just joined in online through BBS, we welcome you. Lynn, can you hear us?
I hear you.
All right. I'm glad to hear that you can hear.
Yeah. You know, you guys were talking about kitty cats a little while ago, and like the most amazing cat I ever met belonged to somebody that comes in and listens to our calls sometimes. She lives in Berkeley, and her name is Anna. She has it. Go ahead.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Desert Mouse.
Hello, Abby. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hi, Abby.
And the next caller, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
I'm sorry. I got to get off for a minute. I'll call you back. Bye.
Hi, guys. It's Bonnie.
Welcome,
Bonnie.
Hi,
Bonnie.
Hello.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
So I was telling a story of Anna's cat, and Wynn and I stayed there, and we were sleeping in sleeping beds in the living room, and in the middle of the night, I heard somebody talking, and they were saying, John Walton, have you been paid? And it was cat. Go ahead.
All right. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location. But, of course, only if you want to, we welcome you. That
okay.
is pretty amazing, Terry.
I think we're going to start, okay?
All right.
Muted. The recording has started.
This is January 22nd, 2020, when... and Terry into Sedona, Arizona. In Sedona, Arizona. And everybody everywhere. And this is a call where those of you who are regulars, and I just say this for people on BBS who happen to be scanning and end up here, we are... this call is rather unusual, and it's so unusual that you couldn't even believe it exists. So if you're checking for the first time, it's something, I would say the call happens on two levels simultaneously. On one level, on tonight's call, we are going to ask questions to this celestial source that identifies itself as a group soul. And it's actually a combination of two group souls. One group soul is the Council of Elohim, and they exist as energy bodies in the center of the universe and have been around before there was a manifest universe. And they say they created the initial template for the manifest universe. We have asked them thousands and thousands of questions about how everything works. And they have answers to these questions that have never been in this realm before. And they don't tell you to believe them. They say, see what resonates. But their answers make a lot of sense compared to traditional ways of looking at some of the subjects we query them about. Like traditional ways would be religious ways or New Age ways. but it has to do with how the universe was actually created and the nature of God, but in a totally different way than we normally think of God. And so the other group soul is a group soul that has had many, many incarnations. We're in a lower realm of the universe, which they refer to as 3D. And that everyone in this realm is here on an evolutionary path, a spiritual evolutionary path. Whether they know it or they don't know it, doesn't matter. They're still on it. And everyone on this call is going to continue existing after they die in other realms. And they have explained to us in great detail how all of this works. And the other group soul is made up of souls that went through a series, long series of incarnations in the physical realm and graduated this realm and now exist in higher dimensions, teaming together as a group to help those of us who are still stuck in this realm. And they, I call themselves the Ra Group. And the Ra Group has certain wisdoms that the Elohim Group doesn't have, because they have the experience of being stuck in this realm, being trapped here, and figuring out how to release themselves. The Elohim group, by and large, that we talk to, has never had bodies. And they have more power than the Ra group. They can actually project energy into a space that we can feel, that can help us open up our own chakras. Many people feel an energy on our calls, and this is what I attest this energy derives from. So when you're on the call, there's two things happening. We are asking questions on other people's behalf, and we are feeling the energy of these higher groups as they project into this realm and with the people on the call. So on that note, you're not ready, are you, Terry?
No. I'm never ready because I never know what will happen or who will say what or whatever.
Yeah, me neither. I never know. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't rehearse anything. The information that comes through is far beyond anything that Terry could ever make up. And anyone listening has to scrutinize it for themselves and say, oh my God, I think this is real. And if it is, it's kind of an epic event in this realm. So we're going to start out by calling in the light. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be transmuted into the higher levels of life. So on that note, do we have our sources?
And anything out of the positive nature must leave now.
Right,
yes.
Thank you. Almost
yes.
Just that.
We
okay.
are We take a moment and reposition ourselves. We come directly to you, each and every one of you. We can multitask because of our nature, and we come to you directly. We don't come through the telephone line or the computer. That is where the voice comes, and it is slower than us. If we ever see anything that does make total sense or resonate with you, then disregard it. And we are free will. If you don't wish us to come to you directly, then we don't. It is a really wonderful moment in time when we are able to connect with people in your realm. It leaves a vacant spot when individuals are there. However, they don't realize that we are all connected and they are not alone. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And I wanted to ask the question that we've learned this concept of graduation, or graduating this realm, and that we've learned that this realm is called 3D, and it's very dense compared to other realms. And there is fourth density, which is less dense, fifth density, less dense, yet sixth density, seventh density, eighth density. For one who is on a path to graduation, which some people call ascension, and if they want to take inventory on themselves to see which dimension they might qualify for, how would you advise them on how to take that inventory?
That is a good question. Each individual has come to the third density for a purpose, something that they wish to master, something that they wish to fulfill, some knowledge they need. They would like to learn. So they have come here for this purpose. Perhaps they have come here before and they have a failed goal. And this time around, they want to master it. Usually, when an individual has completed their journeys through this density, they feel fulfilled that there isn't any, they yearn for the higher realm, or they yearn for a different life. But they, all of the purposes that they had for coming here, they feel fulfilled about. Very often a person has some misconception that they have gotten during some incident in this realm. Perhaps they were an explorer and came here to explore, and then they had a difficult incident and they made a decision that distorts their past and the future, and they keep trying to fulfill some thing that, since they have a distorted view of the things surrounding it, they always make the same mistake, have the same repeating pattern, and then come back to see if they can fulfill that. Perhaps one of them might be that I always starve. and then they come here and starve, and they never quite can get out of that, and so they got to come back. Or maybe it is something of joy that they're coming here for. They have a family, and they love their family, and they want to come back again and recreate the family situation, often with the same people that have been in their family before. So it is an individual thing, and it is based not only on whether they have an open heart and can move to one of the higher densities, but whether they have fulfilled their purpose for being here. And another thing that an individual, like perhaps they come here and things aren't going right, and so they see a great leader, and then they try to be like the leader. And so they aren't being their true self, and that then they keep coming here until they can get to be who they really are and be themselves, and to handle things in present time as they need to be handled, but not just trying to be that leader at all times and when you're making very much noise.
Okay.
Yes, so if an individual has a purpose and reason to be here, and they're going to come back, and they're going to seek to fulfill that purpose. But when they can fulfill their purpose for being here, then they can be ready to move to a higher realm. And which density might they go to? They might be in a higher level of the third density, or they might go to the heaven realm, and then at the heaven realm, they can be given options to go higher at higher densities. They can get more training in the heaven realm. If they want everything to really go right and to have harmony, then they're likely to qualify for the seventh density. Sometimes people call that dimension, but density is a better word. It depends upon where people are at, and it's not just an open heart that will get them there. It's their desires. They desire what is in to create, say, harmony and love, and everybody getting along, and seeing they're being very intuitive and empathic, and then. They go to where it is that they desire, or they fit the best.
You know, there's a lot of intriguing things in 3D. And if a person is intrigued, then they have to keep, they don't have to, they would choose to keep going through the experience here until they're not intrigued anymore. Is that accurate?
Yes, but then they might wish to be intrigued by, say, a higher level where everything is harmonious.
Right.
Or where there are more personal abilities, like in the 10th dimension, personal abilities, the ability to see in 360 degrees all around, and to be able to multitask, and to operate really fast.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Let me ask another question. And this question is from Abby. And Abby is just in the middle of recovery from something she didn't expect, which was eviction from our house. And she's still recovering. She's still, you know, looking for a place. And her question is, what is her karmic track that has caused her to be in her present situation? And anything you can share that would help her to relieve herself from that track?
Thank you. One of the things that will help is paying attention to details and paying attention to other people's alert to other people's mood and temperament and needs. So that, like, when the landlord says, "I need a certain you to do a certain thing," you choose, contact them, find out more, see what it is, observe what's going on around you, so that you don't get blindsided by something that you didn't expect.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. She should ask questions. You know, she has an amazingly high perception of many things in this realm. And
yes, she does. And then paying attention to what other people are saying and asking questions about it, finding out more, speaking up, getting them to speak up and connecting with them when they are alerting you that there is something that they wish to convey.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Next question is from, let me see if I, Jerry from Finland. Sorry, Jerry. Okay. You never get it right. If I do, I don't know. And he asks, how many percentages of Earth's population are currently Ra and Elohim souls? And how many percentages of people listening to these calls are Ra and Elohim souls? And from what group am I from? Since you mentioned that I was in a group that was in a similar situation to the dinosaur spirits. And when he asks how many percentage of Earth population are currently Ra and Elohim souls, it might be more accurate to ask how many percentages are derived from Ra and Elohim souls. Because
that would be a better question, because once the individual gets here, they start to get into the mix. And
yeah.
One of the difficulties of being here is taking on something that really isn't yours, and then trying to deal with it, but it's not yours. So just dismissing it would be easier to deal with. So it is, there are not only Elohim, people derived from the Elohim group, or people derived that have serious time in the, with the Ra group, but there are Indian soul groups from India, and there are soul groups from China, and they go back to different planetary populations. And
if we go back to the original creation, were there more? As I understand it, the Elohim was the first soul group to break out from the one infinite creator. Could we say that?
In this area. In this area.
In which area?
Universes that broke out. It's like, there are other five other universes, and they developed in their own way. It's like originally there was one, and it's like the 100 monkey syndrome. When you know, the 100 of them break out, then all of a sudden the idea gets spread.
But in our universe, at the very beginning of the creation of it, were there more than the Elohim and the Ra group involved? Another way of asking the question, if the Chinese have a different soul group, oversoul group, where did that oversoul group come from? If it had to come from the one infinite creator at some point, I would assume.
Yes.
And then the Elohim, I thought, was the original soul group that created the realm. And where did a soul group like the Chinese or Indian soul groups originate from, if they didn't derive from the Elohim or Ra groups?
There are different levels. We would have to choose one and look, as there are different levels. We go back and forth, and we look first of all at the Elohim group and the breaking out of the Elohim, and then the breaking out of Father, but then there were other groups that began to get the idea of break out, like after the first group, then it began to catch on. So we would have to look as to say percentages, but well, percentages on Earth. We hesitate to calculate it based upon the high number of beings that are here at this time. The number were higher, the percentages were higher previously. In different groups, like we would say there are over 60% of the Mormons coming in were from the Elohim group. Different groups like the Chinese, like a great number of those were from another planetary system that decided to start an outpost here, and then they developed over time. And the Indians.
Let me just ask, that planetary system was not connected to Ra or Elohim, right?
Well, we would... It's like side-by-side groups that were working to, like, working, developing as a soul group, particularly from individuals from their grouping.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I could ask more questions about it. Is it hard to access this for you? Or
well, it
is complicated.
It is moving in both time and locations to access what is there now and to access the history and from our own particular memory, which was more localized and perhaps not as wide as everything.
Okay. And now Jerry asks, on the people listening to these calls, let me just say, the people that keep coming back to these calls, how many of those have a track that goes back to Ra and Elohim? Ra and or Elohim?
Each one is an individual and has their own track. Sometimes both were in the same, like went from the Elohim to a physical life and then back to the Ra group. We would say maybe, well, we hesitate to say, we were going to say 10%. But then they have perhaps touched upon the Elohim and the Ra group, but were from it, but say went to be as part of the Ra group for a while and then came back to Earth. So the Ra group, like if you take the Ra group, they have graduated into their soul group status, but they have different backgrounds before their life on Venus or wherever they lived in a physical plane. But then they went back to the group. So if you say that they started there, they probably didn't start there as the group of Ra is a graduated group. So they have come from different planetary systems or different experiences, different densities, and then ended up in the Ra group.
Mm-hmm. And is it a common occurrence for an Elohim soul to come into this realm and then get lost here for a long period of time? You know, when we ask these questions, I want to just clarify. We are talking sometimes, when I say a soul coming into this realm, we could be talking about a million-year journey It's not necessarily a short journey. So huge expanses of time. And that soul is going to go through incredibly many variations as they're gaining their experiences before they might graduate. So is it normal for an Elohim soul to come into this realm, get caught up in the distractions of this realm, and then graduate as a raw soul?
What are the things that happens? Yes, as you mentioned, they get caught up in this realm because they're taking on things that are not them. They're taking on the body, which is not them. They're taking the history of the parents, which is not them, and they tend to then identify with the body and identify with the ancestry. And then they are taking on an identity that is and has not been them. So it is typical that an individual forgets their history, where they came from. So it is typical for an individual, say an Elohim soul, to come in and then to take on these other aspects and begin to think they are those and get, so to speak, waylaid.
And could they be rescued by the Ra group when they're waylaid and end up going back to the Ra group?
They could get rescued by the Ra group, or they might get rescued by a helpful worker, a helpful counselor, or someone of knowledge, or a high wisdom person, that gives them more knowledge of what has happened, orients them.
So you're saying they're another person in 3D, right?
Another person in 3D that can reach them if they become more advanced. They could be counseled from the other side by a master or someone of knowledge that is on the other side, a guide.
We have one more question, and thank you, Jerry. I'm going to leave off your last question, and if you want, you could ask it next week, okay? And Don Herman in Ohio wrote these two notes during Terry's Sunday channeling. If I've got it right, could you expand on the ideas you were conveying? One, create from your own self. Two, operate from the whole of who you are. Thank you.
Thank you. Create from yourself. You initiate it, but it is co-creation if it is going to work, because you're working with something in the physical realm. You're working with other people. You're working with other materials. So create, but it is you that is creating, not sitting there trying to be somebody else or trying to copy. Use your own ideas, but the ideas then would be connected to your surroundings and to people in your environment, and like, what do people would they like, or what art would convey your feelings. So create that would be create, but your old self, not trying to emulate someone and be what they might be.
It seems to me co-creation is one of the most important lessons in this realm in order to graduate, you know, to the highest of densities.
Yes, it's like some people have a misunderstanding that they're all alone out there. But you know, from the time a person is born, they need co-creation, the co-creation of the parents and them, to be able to even survive up to an age where they can survive with their own needs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It seems to me that there's different levels of co-creation, and some of them are very profound but subtle and hard to harder to understand with your conscious mind until you enter into doing it. For example, just in relating to myself, I can do things in a group, and I find myself talking, and suddenly it's like the group talking through me. It's like part of me had connected with everyone in the group, and afterwards I find myself very tired because it's as if I'm processing all the energies that I took in. And I'm calling that a kind of co-creation, and would you concur?
Yes, it's taking in the other energies and working with them, and it expands one's attention and an ability to confer, exchange energy. Energies both ways, and it is tiring.
Thank you. And what time is it now? It's 7:55. Don had another question, and I don't know, did we answer his question, creating from your own soul? You know, it's very interesting. It's a duality, Don. It's like, is there a you? Is there another? That's a basic fundamental duality, that there's a you and someone else. Yes, there is a your body and someone else.
But you need materials to create with. You're creating, you're using your own ingenuity. You're creating cartoons mm-hmm. from your own ideas, but in conjunction with the world around you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The second question that from the note was operate from the whole of who you are.
Yes,
Don. I don't think we have time to give that sufficient answer. It's 7:56. We're supposed to be off of BBS and 4 minutes to Whole Planet Healing. So would you mind asking that next week? Okay, because I want to ask another question. Just following through what the thread we started, it's kind of like if you notice people who create and get acknowledged by the collective are able to co-create. This is me talking now. Co-create with the collective. So it may not be talking about their issues, their own self issues. They're tuning, they're expanding their self to the collective issues. Because if they were talking about their own issues, no one may not relate to it. So they have to tune in to the collective. And it's a psychic tuning in, or it's a oneness tuning in. It's letting go of your own boundaries and letting the collective energies and tuning in to other people's processes. So their process become your processes for the moment. And then
but you might
you
not
to,
want to do that. You might not
you
want
might not,
to do that.
No.
Like, let's say that you're a scientist and you see how things are and how they operate, and the whole world doesn't believe it. And so you aren't, I mean, they might reject you, you know, for 20 years or 50 years, and then they say, oh my God, you know, this really it was the way it is.
Yeah,
so you,
well,
you don't necessarily have to co-create with the
collective.
Public.
No. No, that's for like somebody who's an artist, I should say. Okay?
Well, that's one way of doing it. Like other people, like the guy that painted an orange canvas and it's hanging in the museum, you know? I mean, like, well, you know, and people come and look at it and say, geez, what is that?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got his own idea.
Well, it goes without limitation, obviously. But as one expands, they can't help but feel the energy of other people, even if they're scientists, okay? Like Lauren is an example of somebody who's a scientist, but he also co-creates with people and feels their energies profoundly. And I think I do that. So it's a process for people that want to reach other people. You don't talk at them, you're talking with them. That's not for everybody. Everybody has their own path and their own thing to follow. And so, on that note, do you have any? You want to make any final comments? And then we got to go.
Yeah, ask your question next week, Don.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Valerie asked a question for last week, but I'm not sure she's on the line, so I didn't ask her question. All right? And on that note, let me see if I can unmute everybody. If I isn't paying attention. You can do it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Unmuted.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
That was really good.
Thank you.
Was that good?
Yes.
Don, I was kind of asking that question partially because I was thinking of you, who's a cartoonist. And, you know, if you look at people who've become very successful as cartoonists, they seem to have this ability to connect with the collective, you know, and they make their cartoons. I'm trying to remember some examples of cartoons, but that people can relate to, okay? And you've made cartoons that our group could relate to about Terry. But think if you want of an idea connecting with what people are going through, and if you can make your cartoon relate to that, it will be successful, popular, you know? And if you want to go that route, you know? In any case, we'll see you on Whole Planet Healing, 712-770-4340, 712-770-4340.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Sounds like when.
What do I hear? Yeah. Welcoming people to Whole Planet Healing.
So that's saying quite a lot, Morgan. Because as a group, you know, we're working.
Goodbye.